taxi, Veronica decides to fuck. She wonders what is it with posh restaurants that makes them serve such small portions. God, for that price she could have eaten so much more in a normal place, and it wasn't such high quality either. She actually could have done it better herself at home, but anyway, she reminds herself, she isn't there for the food. With a sigh, she looks up from her empty plate to his face. He's still looking at her. At least, he's stopped trying to make a small talk. She hates that. Take your panties off. What, now? She pretends to be slightly offended, when actually all she can think is, finally. She has to fight back a smile. Right now, Veronica, go to the toilet, take your panties off, and give them to me when you come back. And so she walks to the toilet, thinking, for the first time in the last half hour, that maybe accepting his invitation for dinner wasn't a mistake after all. Soon, he has her new lacy black panties in his hand, her only lacy panties, the ones she bought especially for tonight. He smells them before placing them in the pocket of his jacket. You're getting wet, he says with a grin. I like that. Of course she's getting wet. She's getting wet because despite all his efforts towards a casual conversation about books, music and TV series, she has been replaying in her head all their chats and emails. Her mind wasn't there in the restaurant with the rather insipid fancy food. It was on the day she emailed him to say she had just seen the neighbors fucking and how hard they came together less than an hour later. The fact that she actually hadn't seen anything was totally irrelevant. Oh, she did that all the time. She used to tell him every little dirty thought that crossed her mind as if it had actually happened. Fucking her roommate's boyfriend on the kitchen counter, being fingered by another girl in a party, watching her neighbors fucking, touching herself with the curtains open for everyone in the opposite building to see. Sometimes he believed her, sometimes he didn't, but he always, always came so hard. That, the memory of him coming so hard for her, is what's making her wet now. Not his looks, not the elegant surroundings, not even her gorgeous stockings and little black dress. Now that he's given up on a small talk, he seems in a hurry to get to the hotel. Not that she has a problem with that. The tiramisu is probably not that good anyway. He takes her in his arms as they stand on the sidewalk waiting for the taxi, and very slowly he lowers his head, nibbles her lobe just for a second, and whispers in her ear, I can't wait to fuck you. She sighs, her hand under his jacket, rubbing his chest. They are so close now. She moans against his lips when he kisses her. Horny, Vero? He asks, his forehead against her forehead, trying to catch his breath after the long, wet, hot kiss. God, yes. I think I made that chair wet. My horny slut, he whispers in a wistful tone that makes her heart flutter. He's staring at her breasts and draws the neckline of her dress with a finger. You have great boobs, Vero. I love them. He fondles them softly, making her moan, and he smiles sweetly at her. It feels so good to see you, to hear you. Seems like a dream. And I'm going to fuck you so hard, I'm going to break your pussy, baby. That makes her whimper. I can't wait to feel you. As soon as she says it, he takes her hand and places it on his erection. She moans again, stroking him through the fabric. Finger me, please, she begs. Want my fingers in your pussy? Oh, yes, please. Are you wet, Vero? God, yes. Please, honey. I don't want to do it yet. I want you to wait a bit more so that you're even more eager when I fuck you later. He's still stroking his cock, silent, pouting. He decides to compromise when he sees the taxi coming. There is one thing we can do. I'll finger you till the taxi arrives, if you promise that once we are inside, you'll suck me. Deal? Deal. She hasn't finished talking when he starts to rub her clit very, very fast. She cries, and he inserts one finger inside her, exploring her pussy. Fuck, you're so wet. It's then when the taxi arrives and he stops what he's doing to open the car for her. Once seated inside, after giving the address to the driver, he tastes his finger. You taste so good, he whispers, unfastening his belt and unbuttoning his trousers. Now, baby, keep your promise. She kneels down and strokes his cock for a moment, remembering. She wants to do it exactly in the same way she used to tell him. She would suck his cock when they were chatting. It's been a long time, but she still remembers. The first thing I would do is lick your cock, William, very, very slowly, because I want to savor it as I would do with my favorite candy. That's exactly what she does. It's damp with pre-cum, and she enjoys every single drop. After she has cleaned it all with her tongue, she plays with the head of his cock. She licks it, kisses it, brushes it slightly with her teeth, sucks it and swallows the new drops of pre-cum, exactly as she had told him she would do so long ago. Very slowly, she takes it all in her mouth. It makes her gag. She caresses his balls, making him moan, and decides to get serious about it. She grabs the base of his cock with one hand, her other hand still touching his balls, and starts to suck him hard. Pero, William whispers, stroking her hair. She has been hearing the name the whole night, but it still thrills her. God, she had wished so much hearing him call her that. You're so good, baby. I love how you suck me. The car stops at the traffic lights. The driver thought they were making out, but couldn't even imagine they had gone this far, till he hears him. He starts to look at them in the mirror. William, in absolute bliss, she's sucking him, and decides to switch off the radio to hear them better. When the traffic lights go green, the car doesn't start to move immediately, and when it does, it's much slower than before. She stops sucking and starts to stroke his cock. He continues moaning softly with her touch. She starts to lick his balls and he groans. The driver, still following her every move on the mirror, whispers, "Oh fuck." She sucks his balls, first one, then the other, making William groan louder every time. The driver can't take it anymore and stops the car in the middle of nowhere. He is awfully hard and sighs with relief when finally has his jeans unbuttoned and can stroke his cock without any obstacles. But Veronica doesn't realize any of this. She's focused on her task, sucking cock again, hard. Vero, you're so good. And you're so focused on my cock that you have no idea what you've done to our driver. You've made him so hard he had to stop the car to jerk off. That's how good you are. Fuck yes. A bit faster, baby. God, you're so good. William whispers, putting her hair up so that the driver can see her face. She's sucking him really hard now, hungrily. The driver is stroking his cock, mouthing, "Yeah, that's a good whore. Better, baby, you're going to make me come. Nobody has ever sucked my cock so well." She sucks even harder now. She sucks till he cries, "I'm coming, Vero." The driver's hand freezes. He's mesmerized, listening to him and looking at her, with his cock in her mouth, swallowing his cum. When she releases his cock, one drop of cum escapes down her chin and she licks it. "Filthy whore," whispers the driver. "She is the best." William sighs in agreement, exhausted. "Wish I could fuck her and find out for myself," the driver says, letting out a bitter laugh and stroking his cock again. He's not starting the car again until he comes. "Pero, would you let our driver fuck you? Would you like that?" She has done She has never done anything like that, not even in her fantasies. But she knows that from that day on, she will make herself come so many times, thinking about the taxi driver and how desperately he wants her. She thought she was being incredibly bold tonight, meeting a guy she had met 5 years ago in a chat room for a hot fuck. And now there are even more possibilities. She has never been wetter or hornier. She was horny and desperate for some relief before getting into the taxi, but after making William come and seeing what she has provoked in the driver, she needs a fuck so badly that her empty pussy aches. She can't wait for William to recover after his orgasm, so she nods without wasting a second. Really? The driver can't believe his luck. I told you she was the best. Make me proud, baby. I need that damn cock now, she practically screams. Hearing them talking about her as if she wasn't there, as if they could just use her as they want, infuriates her and turns her on at the same time. The driver leaves his seat immediately, opens her door and helps her out of the car. Filthy and gorgeous, compliments her with his eyes fixed on her breasts. He doesn't close the doors. He just takes her to the back of the car and bends her over the trunk. He keeps stroking his cock as he lowers his jeans and his underwear and moans when he lifts up her dress to discover she isn't wearing panties. He calls her filthy whore again and strokes her ass with one hand. But that doesn't last long. He reaches for her pussy and pounds his cock in it. They both moan hard. Fuck, you're tight. Very tight for a whore like you. Is that why you're being so dirty tonight? Because you don't get fucked enough? He asks, thrusting further, thrusting faster, getting deeper inside her. She doesn't reply and he grabs her hair and pulls it towards him. You really needed my cock, didn't you? Veronica whimpers a yes, her eyes watering. It hurts when he pulls her hair like that. It hurts, but she still likes it. She has never experienced anything like that. Nobody has ever fucked her that hard. She remembers William telling her earlier he was going to fuck her so hard he was going to break her pussy. It had sounded hot, but she didn't think she would actually ever feel anything like that. And she knows it's probably not possible, but right now, she feels that the taxi driver is going to break her. He fucks her very hard, and yet she asks for more, more, faster and harder. He pounds her pussy harder and harder, squeezing her boobs at the same time and whispering in her ear the dirtiest things she has ever heard. When she sees William outside the car, looking into her eyes as the driver fucks her, she can't take it anymore. She explodes, screaming his name, her pussy tightening on the driver's cock. She's shaking when William takes her in his arms, holding her and leaving the driver to come on his taxi. William holds her, kisses the top of her head, and murmurs, as if I would let anyone else come inside you. Veronica smiles, and they get back inside the car together. The driver follows them almost immediately, without even cleaning his cum from the trunk, and starts the engine without a single glance to the mirror. She snorts when she realizes she almost didn't open his email. After 2 years without news from him, she thought it was some stupid invitation sent to all his contacts. Even when she read it, she thought it was crazy, clearly against all the rules she had set when they first met. No personal details, no pictures, no comms, no phone calls, no dates, especially no dates. But those had been 2 tough years, single and without her chat buddy. She was as needy as the driver had said. God, she'd been dying for it. And it had been so good, so hot, the most erotic experience of her life, real and imaginary. That was the hottest thing I've ever seen, Veronica. He whispers in her ear, and she smiles, snuggling next to him. The fact that Veronica isn't even her real name is totally irrelevant. She feels sexy and powerful. like a piece of red fabric dancing in the hands of a bullfighter. And that's all that matters. Oh, God, yeah.